We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 7 o'clock.
Zoning rules and building codes can have a much bigger influence on home construction than decisions in Washington. Stephen Basaha, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Casey Alexander has been named the 27th head men's basketball coach at Kansas State University. Director of Athletics Gene Taylor made the announcement yesterday morning. Alexander led the Belmont University men's team to 166 wins and 4 conference titles in the last 7 seasons, including the 2026 Missouri Valley Conference Championship. He's agreed to a 5-year contract, which was approved by the K-State Athletics, Inc. Board of Directors and President Richard Linton. Alexander will be paid $3.3 million in 2026-27 and will receive a $50,000 base salary increase each year remaining on the contract. Kansans who changed their gender marker on their IDs now have an extended deadline for changing them back. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service has this report.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We have a beautiful day in store today, and then winter comes back. Sunny skies today, highs getting up to around 72 degrees. And then overnight tonight, a 20% chance of rain, lows around 52. Temperatures will drop tomorrow. We'll start with a good chance of rain, changing over to snow and then patchy blowing snow. Temperatures falling to right around freezing. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more, Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
Spring is just around the corner. It might feel like spring today, but you'd be wrong. But with spring comes time to sow seeds. But what do all those words on seed packets mean? We'll hear from Master Gardener Jessica Dominio coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. It might feel like spring today, but it will definitely not feel like spring tomorrow. Our forecast for today, sunny skies with highs getting up to the lower 70s. Winds from the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Enjoy it while you can, because we're expecting a big change in the weather overnight. Increasing cloudiness tonight with a 20% chance of rain, lows around 52 degrees. In the morning, tomorrow, we're expecting about a 60% chance of rain. And then temperatures will start falling as the day goes on. Rain will change over to snow in the afternoon tomorrow, and then snow likely in the evening. Temperatures falling to around 34 degrees, right around freezing tomorrow, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And then looking ahead to Monday, we're expecting highs only around 31 degrees on Monday. So, like I said, enjoy it while you can. It's 37 degrees in Emporia, 37 in Manhattan, 36 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt.
Forward at the same time.
I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with Laven Kali about his new album, LK99, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from playwright Wallace Shawn and director Andre Gregory about their newest play, What We Did Before Our Moth Days. That's coming up at about 7:54 here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us Friday night for KPR's next virtual Cinema A Go-Go. We're expecting another pair of awesome monster movies. It's a free online screening of the classic The Mummy's Hand and from 1962 Hand of Death. It's hands down one of our best double features. It's admissions free, but you need your access at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. The latest news from NPR just a little bit over a minute and a half away. And then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
We've got a beautiful day in store for us today. Sunny skies, highs near 72 degrees. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow. We'll have more on that coming up. This is KPR.
See up to a foot and a half of rain. They also warn that the system may generate severe thunderstorms that are capable of producing small hail and tornadoes. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. In the second Big 12 tournament semifinal last night in Kansas City, the fifth-ranked Houston Cougars pulled away in the second half to beat the 14th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks 69-47. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says he was disappointed the Jayhawks didn't cut their halftime deficit.
To come out the second half down eight, I mean, how many times have we been down eight this year? Many, and come out and lay an egg, you know, that first, you know, 2 minutes. It was disappointing to me.
Houston will play Arizona for the Big 12 tournament title tonight. The Jayhawks, with a 23-10 overall record, now await the release of the NCAA tournament bracket tomorrow on Selection Sunday. Kansas State University has a new men's basketball coach. Casey Alexander was named the 27th head men's basketball coach at K-State. Athletics Director Gene Taylor made the announcement yesterday morning. Alexander led the Belmont University men's team to 166 wins and 4 conference titles in the past 7 seasons, including the 2026 Missouri Valley Conference Championship. He's agreed to a 5-year contract, which was approved by K-State Athletics Incorporated. Kansas State University researchers found higher cancer rates in rural communities and are now using strategy to reduce those risks. Counties like Russell, Ellsworth, and Lincoln rank in the top 5 in colorectal and lung cancer rates in the state. Researchers looking for potential risks tested homes for radon and private groundwater wells for nitrates. They found rates well above levels that contribute to cancer risks. Jennifer Coates with K-State Research Extension says more people in the counties have been considering preventative measures.
It has definitely heightened awareness. So sometimes it just takes a concerned citizen to say, hey, this doesn't seem right in my community.
Researchers are providing data, test kits, and radon mitigation to homes with high levels. Sunny skies in our forecast for today, with highs getting all the way up to the lower 70s. For tonight, lows around 52, much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow with rain and snow likely. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Plainspoken Books, publisher of Whirlwind, a memoir tracing Bill Curtis's work in television and radio news, including reporting from Kansas and beyond. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up, love to dance, but don't love the club scene. How a group of friends keep moving with a monthly dance party. All my friends coming up at 8:35 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. We have a gorgeous day in store today. Sunny skies, highs getting all the way up to the lower 70s. It definitely feels like spring, but don't be fooled. Things are going to change pretty drastically tomorrow. Overnight tonight, we've got a 20% chance of rain with increasing cloudiness. Lows overnight in the lower 50s. And then again, a big change in the weather in store for tomorrow. We've got a 60% chance of rain in the morning, then rain changing over to snow tomorrow afternoon. Snow likely after 4 p.m. We're expecting new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch, but those temperature drops will be pretty dramatic. Temperatures falling to right around freezing tomorrow afternoon. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops.
It is to watch.
It's the fear that the audience has to imagine themselves.
Director Ian Twasson on how to scare even the most devoted horror fans. That conversation, plus the latest on the war with Iran, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Speaking of scaring even the most devoted horror films, hope you'll join us for Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go. It's back Friday night with more cinematic treasures. Would you really call them treasures? I don't know. This time it's The Mummy's Hand. the film debut of Karis the Mummy, who's bent on strangling the entire cast. Also from 1962, there's The Hand of Death. It's free, but you do need to get your access pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is Friday night at 7 o'clock, and it's made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, the 98th Academy Awards are tomorrow. But why are the Oscars called the Oscars anyway? That's just ahead on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Investors' choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs near 72 degrees. Take advantage of it while you can. We've got big changes in store for the weather for tomorrow.
Make sure there's no hardship on local infrastructure. But Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says a detention center would be, quote, wholly outside the scope of our available resources and zoning allowances. For NPR News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden, Utah.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their IDs now have an extended deadline for changing them back. Because of a Kansas law, those documents will be invalidated. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service has this report.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
In the second Big 12 tournament semifinal last night in Kansas City, the 5th-ranked Houston Cougars pulled away in the second half to beat the 14th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks 69-47. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says he was disappointed the Jayhawks didn't cut their halftime deficit.
To come out the second half down eight, I mean, how many times have we been down eight this year? Many. And come out and lay an egg, you know, that first, you know, 2 minutes. It was disappointing to me.
Houston will play Arizona for the Big 12 tournament title tonight. The Jayhawks, with a 23-10 overall record, will now await the release of the NCAA tournament bracket on Selection Sunday. A drastic change is in store for this weekend's weather. Unseasonably warm temperatures are forecast for today, with highs in the lower 70s. High temperatures about 20 degrees cooler tomorrow, then dropping to right around freezing by tomorrow evening, with a 60% chance of rain changing into snow. Cold temperatures continue on Monday, with highs right around freezing. The National Weather Service is warning of an elevated fire danger this afternoon and issuing a high wind watch for parts of northeast and central Kansas tomorrow, with winds from the northwest Sunday, 30 to 35 miles per hour, gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It might feel like spring today. You might be wrong, but we'll have more about that in just a minute. But spring is just around the corner, and with it, time to sow seeds. But what do all those little tiny words on seed packets mean? Scott Simon tries to find out with Master Gardener and AP columnist Jessica Damiano. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
Like I said, you might think it's spring. Sunny skies today, highs near 72 degrees, but you'd be wrong. Come tomorrow, temperatures will be drastically colder than they are today. We're looking for highs tomorrow, probably in the 50s, but that will be fairly early in the day. They'll drop over the course of the afternoon to right around freezing. We've got a 60% chance of rain tomorrow morning, then rain changing over to snow in the afternoon, snow likely after 4 o'clock. Accumulation of less than half an inch possible, but it could be a little on the slippery side out there tomorrow. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is NPR News.
For years, Laven Kali has been producing for some of music's biggest names. Now, he's taken a turn in the spotlight with a new solo album.
It's soul music, it's funk music, but it's now, it's today, it's reaching back and a reaching forward at the same time.
I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with Laven Kali about his new album, LK99, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. This morning on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, actor John Cusack stops by to play Not My Job. That's just ahead at 10 o'clock on both KPR1 and KPR2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Sunny and unseasonably warm today. We're expecting highs in the lower 70s. Winds from the east, they'll shift to the south this afternoon. Increasing cloudiness overnight tonight with a chance of rain, and then a big change in store for our weather for tomorrow when we're expecting rain and possibly snow. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. This foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Sunny skies and warm today with highs getting up to around 72 degrees. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow with a good chance of rain changing into snow. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Manhattan, 45 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. During the week when many people love to get away, it's ending up being very hard to leave. So they have two choices: enjoy a staycation or bring enough sand to the airport to play beach volleyball in the TSA line. We'll ask who's being held up, plus legendary actor and Chicago guy John Cusack joins us to say anything he pretty much wants to. And Alzo Slade, filling in for Bill Curtis, really misjudges the NPR audience.
No one cares about opera and ballet anymore.
We'll ask who really annoyed the loudest people on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. A group representing Iran-backed militias has issued bounties for U.S. officials. The announcement came.